Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 15th day of April, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is Road Trip Report. Before we begin, we do dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Cumri Ambith. Our callers will be welcome later on in the broadcast. If you do call in, please use proper language and try to be polite with other callers. Try not to walk on top of each other or talk over each other. A reminder that we are in the question and answer mode, which means all callers will be muted until they indicate to me they wish to join the discussion. If you're on a phone, use star 6. If you're on a computer, you would use the Ask Question button. Our website is www.PastorDan, which is all together, PastorDan.net. We do have a daily mail page. We try to keep that updated. I have been on the road and am still on the road as of tonight. It has not been updated as much as usual. However, we hope to have that remedied here very, very soon. Let's see. We want to go to let's go to Genesis 3. And naturally, the software I'm using is not cooperating like usual. Again, on the road, so. But Genesis 3:15, where we find, I will put hostility or enmity between you and the woman. Now, this verse is obviously talking to the serpent, which you will see up in verse 14. So I will put enmity between you, the serpent or serpent seed, and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. So we're talking about literal people here. DNA offspring. He will bruise your head and you will bruise his heel. So her offspring is referred to as he will bruise your head and you, the serpent, will bruise his heel. It'd be like talking about people who are constantly annoying us and doing things to irritate us, much like a adversary, shall we say, that comes against us, which is what the word devil or diablos in the Greek means. Satan or Satan in the Hebrew is an adversary. And we do have adversaries who come against us continually. In America today, they're commonly referred to as the usual suspects or men with small hats. Some circles would say that means you're talking about Jews. And, of course, some platforms you're not allowed to point things like that out. However, that is, in fact, true. And it's easily provable because if you look at who the troublemakers are or where the money for causing the trouble in our land, in virtually every white nation, actually, not just here in the United States, you will find it will take you back to these same creatures who walk amongst us. Now, the mainstream churches want you to believe that they are the chosen people. Unfortunately, that's a misnomer, unless, of course, you're talking about Obadiah 18, which tells us that they're chosen for annihilation. And some people say, well, Dan, that sounds violent. Well, you can call it anything you want. It's in the Bible, it's scripture, it's prophecy, and these people have earned it, have they not? If you study their history, what they've been up to for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, Somebody tell me how they have not earned that enmity that now exists on the earth. So while I've been on the road, I have been able to link up with many people, people of faith, many patriots, many of our kinsmen. There is a large number that are starting to wake up. That's why you see the Jewish media constantly trying to equate anti-vaxxers or people who doubt the narrative about the vaccines and the so-called pandemic, which is a complete hoax. Okay? They say it's the white people, especially white men, that are a problem because white people are resisting vaccination and mask wearing and PCR testing, etc. Because white people have a higher IQ. White people know how to say no. White people can think for themselves. Because we are his children. It's really not hard to figure out. So the enemy has to stir up enmity between all the other races and us because the men with small hats don't have the power. The only power they have is in deception and controlling our financial system. So they can buy people off, they can pay companies to go along with this stupid idiocy called COVID-19, even though white people are avoiding stores and companies and businesses that go along with this nonsense. The Jew just simply prints more electronic shekels and goes in through the back door and gives the owners of these different corporations a big bag of electronic shekels so that they don't care if the white people don't buy. They'll just take it out in the form of taxation and give it to their lapdogs through the back door. So it's a pretty clever scheme that they've got. And it seems to be working pretty well. If you'll notice, there's a lot of companies that have had severe cutbacks in our people going to their stores, buying their products, etc., but they still seem to stay afloat. That's because they're tied in with the corporations and the men with small hats. Whereas the mom-and-pop businesses that are predominantly white and Christian are run out of business. Because they're not getting any bags of electronic shekels to help them over the rough spot. The good news is a lot of people are starting to wake up to this charade and this complete fraud that's been perpetrated on us. And the anger is rising. There are more sheriffs waking up. There are more militia forming and becoming active. I was given the honor of meeting some members of these groups in the past 2 weeks. So it's been quite an experience and quite an honor to be able to meet these folks, talk with them, etc. And it's also giving me a better idea of where we sit on the timeline, because it's pretty obvious that we are in a very precarious position in this nation. And around the world, but especially here in the United States, because we're the primary target. Once they subdue the armed white people in America, then the rest of the countries will fall fairly easily. So we are witnessing a 100% communist insurgency. That should be plain and obvious to anybody who can think. And it's raising the attention, shall we say, of many people across the country. Now, I was honored by a couple of our different bloggers recently, Scott McKay with the Tipping Point radio show last week. It was about a week ago, I guess. He gave me an honorable mention as one of his contacts and working with him for trying to get truth out there. Now, again, you may not agree with Scott on everything he talks about, and again, you probably don't agree with me on everything I talk about. So the main thing is to judge people by their intentions and their motives. I think Scott has a good heart, and he's trying to get information out there as best he can, and mostly to wake people up. because none of us have all the answers. We're supposed to learn how to work together as a team and as a family. And as we do that, we will come to conclusions and we will work together and we will protect each other exactly the way the Father wanted. Remember, this is a family affair. And that's what the white race has forgotten over the decades. This is all about race. It's all about family. And we've forgotten the family aspect almost completely. And we've turned our back on our great Father, Yahweh, who was the creator of this world and us, but he also created the family unit. Think about that for a minute. The structure of the family was a creation of the Most High. Our destruction of that family structure has led to our demise. If we don't turn things around, it will certainly lead to our extinction. So people need to become aware of this, okay? Now, the good news is there are many of our men and women who are starting to get it. That's been a real blessing for me. After 21 years of pounding the turf and trying to get this message out and get the simple truths of Yahweh's plan out to our people, I'm starting to see fruit for that effort in the contacts I've made and in the things that have been given to me in exchange for these conversations, shall we call it, with these various individuals. So a lot of the people that I'm in close contact with, they've contacted me and told me that, you know, they're seeing things that are going on. They're also witnessing them within their circle of friends and family and patriots. People are starting to get the fact that, number one, it's a racial thing, a family thing. Number two, we turn our back on our Father in heaven and his law. You got to remember, his law is inseparable from himself. In other words, you cannot separate his law and Yahweh. You can't say you love Yahweh, you worship Yahweh, you believe in Yahweh, and then turn against his law. You can't do that. They're inseparable. That'd be like my children telling me, "Dad, hey, I love you, but I'm not going to listen to you, and I'm not going to obey you." And consequently, it's also like the ladies out there, if you tell the man in your life you love him, but then you don't obey him, or you don't trust him, or you don't think that he's telling you the truth, then what does that love mean? Love, honor, and obey, pretty much coming out of Genesis, is the duty of the woman to the man that she's chosen to be the man in her life, the center, the chief executive officer, if you will, of the family unit. And the family unit, if you think about it, is structured very much like a military unit. The patriarch is the general. His eldest sons would be sub-commanders. His wives are like executive officers that they support him and also report back to him the things that they are seeing and hearing and understand. They offer suggestions. They offer observations. And they work to make him the best general out there, the strongest leader, not only of the military unit within the family, but of the family as a whole. They lift him up, just like the Bible says, so that he is honored at the city gates. Okay, you got to go back to biblical history. Where did most of the trials happen? Where did most of the speeches get conducted? At the city gates. So if you were an elder and you were respected at the city gates, that meant the people held you in high esteem. The people did, not a government. Not even a legionnaire or a general within the army or the legion. The people themselves held you in high regard. Just like today, these people called Congress critters are disrespected and held in low esteem because they're scum. Remember, every time you see somebody with a diaper on their face, they're scum. Sorry, but they're going along with this idiocy. If it's a politician, they're a dirtball. If it's a corporate leader, they're a dirtball. If it's a judge or a Supreme Court nominee or somebody on the bench, they're scum. Because they're going along with it. If they're in the media, they're even worse. So Yahweh has done us a great big favor in making it painfully obvious who the tares, the wicked, are for the latter days. People like Fauci pushing this fake pandemic. Okay, Schumer, Pelosi, all those people in Washington, D.C., the White House, the administration, the Pentagon, the news media, in the medical establishments, etc. If they're pushing the pandemic and not telling the truth about it, they've identified themselves. Is Father not making it easy for us? Okay? So if they're not telling the truth about the vaccine, which nobody in his right mind should put in their body, if they're not telling the truth about that, not telling the truth about the health detriment that comes from wearing of this diaper, or multiple diapers now, if they're not telling the truth about that, they have no integrity and honesty. As far as I'm concerned, that qualifies them for a terror, which means one of the wicked ones. Which, the good news is, that they're not going to be around much longer. For all of these people that are going along with this charade, odds are they're not going to be around much longer either. Does that mean we'll lose people we care about? Yes. Will we lose family members? Yes. Will we lose coworkers? Yes. Will we lose neighbors? Yes. It's unfortunate, but yes, we will. I've had plenty of discussions with family and friends in the last 2 weeks about this issue. It's a cause of consternation and worry. Of course, because nobody wants to see anybody go get harmed over any of this nonsense. But then again, everybody's an adult in the room, and you have a choice. Do you want to obey the authorities who are lying to you, or do you want to obey your Heavenly Father? I've had a lot of people say, well, Dan, why don't you want to do this? Why don't you wear a mask? Why don't you want to get vaccinated? Why don't you want to go get a medical exam? Somebody your age should have a medical exam every year. Really? I don't get a medical exam every year. Why would I do that? Well, so you can find out if you have a problem. Well, odds are, whether I have a problem or not, they're going to make a problem because they're the ones who are doing the testing. I don't know if they're telling the truth. Whose blood work is that actually? How do I know it's mine? How do you know it's yours? You see, I have no trust in the establishments, whether you're talking medical, education, government, judicial, criminal, police, military. I don't trust any of them. Not anymore, until they can prove to me they're worth my trust. I don't trust any of them. So the question was, well, if you don't test and you don't go to all this stuff, how do you know if you don't have a problem? I don't care. I've studied enough natural health to know that the body will tell you if something's wrong. It's when you ignore the signs that you end up in trouble. There'll be a pain, there'll be an ache, there'll be a spasm, or you'll just have a general feeling of malaise. Well, those are indications something's not right. If you don't feel like a spring chicken, if you don't bounce around with lots of energy and zeal for life, well, odds are you got something wrong. If you're eating food and you're getting a bloated stomach or a lot of gas or whatever, yeah, you have indigestion. Now, we've talked about this many times. If you're not going to the bathroom once or twice a day, maybe even three times a day, you're constipated. Which is a problem. Maybe people aren't talking to you about this kind of stuff, but I'm telling you because I want you healthy. The same way I keep myself healthy. I don't go to these places. I don't want to get tested. And I sure as hell don't want their insurance programs because they require that I use the very people I don't trust. To me, it's a simple matter of putting my faith in the Father. I put my faith in the Father completely. And some people say, well, that's pretty immature, Dan, or that's kind of whimsical. Well, that's the difference between you and I then. I don't consider it that ever since I was a little boy. I've always believed that faith in the Father is numero uno. Right? Number one. Faith in man-made institutions and man-made solutions, especially in this day and age? I don't think so. I would rather trust the Father. Just like with this radio show. 21 years, 21 and a half now, years on the air. I've never once felt that my safety was in any institution on this earth. Any of them. None of them. The only safety I have is in telling the truth, being as honest with you as I know how, and trust the Father that he will watch over his watchmen, as the scripture clearly points out. Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Have you read that in scripture before? Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. You, as a servant of the Most High, are in the best position you could possibly be in. And think about this, it takes a lot of load off of you, doesn't it? It does me. I can sleep good at night. I don't worry about watching the news. I don't listen to radio. I sure as hell don't read a newspaper or a magazine. I don't care what these New World Order types or these idiots or COVIDiots, you want to call them, are doing. It doesn't matter to me. They're the walking dead. Our job is to follow the Father and his law and to work with within our own groups, which, again, I'm finding that there are quite a few of our people waking up lately. I've been hearing things from the men and women that I stay in touch with frequently. I'm hearing some really, really encouraging stuff. Again, the rest of the world is on fire. Okay? We got stupidity, nonsense, and idiocy going on like never before. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen to you and I, or that our Father can't turn these things around on their head for his children. I just heard Brother Nathaniel and several other of the Truth podcasters talking about the fact of what we've talked about here many weeks ago, and that is what is happening could very easily be the Father's way of separating the wheat from the tares and preparing the tares for burning. You got to remember, the scripture is not literal when it talks about these things. It doesn't mean that everybody that's wicked is going to go up like a Roman candle and burn. Burning in scripture is judgment. And tell me that people who are going out for these vaccines aren't being judged. They're getting sick. They're having reactions. And some of them are dying. Is that not judgment? Is that not like burning? And in some cases, literally, okay? Same thing with putting the diaper over the face. People are getting bronchial pneumonia. They're getting acne and other bacterial ailments around their face and on their cheeks and their chins. And they're having a lot of dental problems just from wearing the diaper. Because it's idiocy. I don't know how much more plain it can be said. Now, more and more evidence is coming out. My brother told me today that the Washington Post has admitted that the lockdowns and staying inside without going outside for fresh air and sunshine was a huge mistake. So even the liberal rags are now, here over a year later, having to admit they were liars, and they were wrong. Now, how many of these sheeple out here do you think are going to look towards the identity people that have told them from day one this was a mistake and a hoax? How many of them do you think are going to call us and go, hey, geez, thanks for telling me the truth. I should have listened to you. No, they won't. They'll go back to listening to the trusted voices, the Faucis, the Burks, the Schumers, the Pelosi. They're going to listen to them because they got MD or some other credential behind their name, or they've got some position in some think tank or some institution, and they're going to trust it. Even though they lied through their ass, even though they've killed many innocent people, whether through suicide or depression or road rage or medical malpractice or missed appointments, all because of this idiocy. They should be tried for murder because they know damn well it was a lie. Probably never going to see it, but when Yahweh's time has come and the righteous come to power, which is right around the corner, they're going to wish they hadn't done it. People are going to wish they had paid attention to common sense and the God of common sense, our Heavenly Father, and trusted Him and His natural remedies and His natural immune system. Now, here's something I was discussing with family earlier today. All this attention and all this media and all this hype to get you to put a vaccine in your, how many times did they talk about your immune system and what to do to make your immune system healthier and your general health better, like exercise, vitamin D, sunshine, etc.? How many times did any of these so-called experts that care so much, did they tell you about that? Almost none. And yet anybody with a lick of common sense knows your immune system is almost magical in its efficiency and efficacy to keep you healthy. If, now that's a big if, you do your part to keep the body healthy and to strengthen the immune system. It doesn't take a lot of money or time. It's common sense stuff. But if you keep your immune system running close to 100%, you don't have to fear anything that these fear mongers are trying to get you to worry about. So, what am I trying to say? In my opinion, based on what I'm being told by medical professionals and researchers, you want to stay away from the vax and stay away from the testing, both of them, and stay away from COVIDiots that have got vaccinated or continue to wear those diapers. They are infected. Treat them just like somebody walking around with the flu. Stay away from them. Our economic system is in continual downward spiral. Inflation is out of control. As you see the value of your dollar disappearing, as the government is handing out tidbits to the whites and to the majority of working Americans while they're giving their buddies billions of dollars to buy up your businesses, buy up your farmland, etc., etc. So we have an economic system and an economic disaster right on the horizon. Also, weapons. I hope everybody is properly armed and trained in the use of arms. Okay, they go hand in hand. Ownership is only part of the solution, folks. It's ownership with training. You should not be an owner if you don't know how to properly handle or use that weapon. I don't care what kind of weapon it is. If you don't know how to properly take care of it and properly use it, you shouldn't have it. The anti-white rhetoric is through the roof right now. Surely everybody on this platform knows that. The enemy always demonizes the ones they're going to attack next. So you white folks had better wake the hell up, and especially you white men, especially the men that still have a little bit of testosterone in their body, because we're getting to be rare as hen's teeth out here. You have a target on your back. Now, the good news is Yahweh's got a target on you as well, if you stay close to the Father. So a lot of white men get part of the picture, but they're kind of missing that part right there. They don't want to believe in anything because they think the Bible's a Jewish book and Yahweh's a Jewish creation, etc., etc. Well, if you want to believe that, you can do that. To your own chagrin, you can do that. Callers, I will get to you in just a second. I have seen also efforts by a lot of sheriffs starting to reach out to the citizen soldiers and militia. That's a good sign. The real preachers out there starting to reach out to the sheriffs and militia as well. So those three working together is very powerful. The secessionist movement is growing as well. And even here in Florida, and friends of mine have told me in Texas as well, and there's other states that are talking very seriously about secession. Because if we don't secede from the Union, we're going to go down with it. Okay, Washington, D.C. will take us right down into the toilet with them. We shouldn't let that happen. I can't think of a Wild Bill, that's it. Wild Bill put one out. Now, Wild Bill, unfortunately, is completely off the mark when it comes to Jews. But he did put out a good video talking about the power of the common law grand juries in our counties and within our states. The grand jury can tell the district attorney what to do. The various people within the criminal justice system in the states are subservient to the grand jury, because the grand jury is made up of who? We the people. So they have the power and they have the authority to order our public servants to do the right thing. So we're going to take the first caller here real quick and see if my software is working. Greg, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Brother Dan. Praise Yahweh. Good to talk to you.
Yep, praise Yahweh, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
I took it off speaker. It probably comes in a little more clear. I'd like to make a couple of comments on the vaccination issue.
Sure.
And I'd like to, without giving too much information, I spent almost 20 years in the pharmaceutical industry. I think you and I have had this conversation before. I'm one of these people that clearly has to learn every lesson in life the hardest way possible, whether it be women, whether it be Christianity. Did I mention women? I have to learn it the hard way. I spent 20 years with one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world, and I have actual expertise in vaccines, somewhat with the science, more so in the sales and marketing. I wasn't a scientist, but I was a salesman. But, you know, if you were in the industry, you had to have knowledge of all aspects of it, because you had to sit down in front of medical people and know what you were talking about. And the vaccine, the COVID vaccine that is out there now, I recently kind of had a revelation about it, to be honest. By the way, let me say this. Not only have I not gotten it, but at the point of a gun, I would not receive it. And I tell everyone I know, under no circumstances, no matter how intense the propaganda becomes or the pressure becomes, do not get vaccinated with this vaccine. This is basically the new and updated version of the Jewish poisoning of the well. That's what I saw recently. If you study the history of the satanic seed line, they were cast out of countries generally for three main reasons. They came in and destroyed a country by their practice of usury. Two, they were found to be kidnapping white children and sacrificing them for their satanic practices. And three was poisoning the wells of villages and towns. And I just view this vaccination as a new and updated version of the poisoning of a well. They want you to drink from a poisoned well. This whole COVID-19 thing is so ridiculous. If you can step back away from the onrush of information that is all false, 99% false. I'm not saying that there's not a virus that does not exist, but Yahweh has given us an immune system that once exposed, we fight it off. Or if we get it, 99%+ of us survive it. So to inject a DNA-altering thing into us from the Jewish-led pharmaceutical industry, got to be out of your mind to take that. You're drinking from a poisoned well to take that vaccination. And look for the pressure for it to just continue. I live in New York. Just 2 days ago, they came out, you know, our big, not that I'm interested, but NFL team up here is the Buffalo Bills. So they just said, oh, we're going to open up the stadium again. You can come to the Bills game. But when you show up, you have to have the vaccination pass that shows you've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to enter the football game. And it almost seems reasonable if you have no understanding. But it's one more step toward vaccine tyranny at the point of a needle, where if you want to go see a football game, just prove you've been vaccinated and you can go in. Don't even have to wear a mask. And from there, it will be a short step to, oh, you want to go into the grocery store? Just prove you've been vaccinated. You know, you got to wear a mask now. If it just shows you've been vaccinated. And that's clearly the plan. I'm surprised the plan is so obvious to us. If you have awakened a little bit, which the Christian identity folks have, you see it. It's right there in front of us. I'm grateful it's so clear. You can see it coming. You can make plans. You're not going to be surprised by a year from now. You can't go into your grocery store to buy groceries unless you've had, you know, the vax or the mark of the beast that you've had the vax. They're rolling it out. And I'm thankful to be alive right now. What a time to test our faith. You know, our ancient brethren were fed to the lions. Here they just say, roll up your sleeve and take the needle. It's the new and improved version of being fed to the lions, you know. Right. Our ancient brethren said no, and I think most of us will say no as well. We shouldn't be surprised by this moment, should we?
No, not at all. Did you see where that volcano erupted on the island and the rescue boats went there, but they wouldn't let you on the boat unless you could prove you were vaccinated?
I did. From the volcano, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. And I'm like, you know, nothing surprises me anymore. No. The volcano's erupting, you're going to be buried in lava. Well, we'll let you on the boat. Look, I just need to see that you've been vaccinated. I mean, think about 20 years ago how we would have viewed such a thing. Yet today it almost doesn't surprise us anymore.
No, they've done an effective job of dumbing down the average person quite a bit.
It's Matthew 13 being lived out where the disciples came to Jesus Christ and said, you know, tell us about the wheat and the tares, and they're going to grow up together. At the end, they'll be harvested. Apparently, wheat and tares look so close together that you can't tell one from the other until the end. And we're in that moment where the satanic seed line is having their moment of power on the earth. Mm-hmm. And obviously, they use their moment of power for one purpose: to get rid of us. You know, that's what surprises me, Brother Dan, about the Judeo-Christianity. Let's just call them the Judeo-Christians, those that don't see anything, really. They call themselves Christians. They don't understand. They don't realize the very people they're calling the chosen people have literally dedicated their entire existence to destroying our seed line. It's never changed. From Genesis 3:15 to this current moment, it's just become more focused, more concentrated, more powerful because they've achieved power. They've taken over the world, so to speak. Not completely. If they had a complete power, we'd all be dead tonight. They just send the minions out and slay every one of us. So they don't have total power, which we should be glad for. But They have a pretty, you got to give them a little credit. They got some pretty good ass-kicking power right now. You know, I almost sit back as a tactician and go, wow, you guys have done well. But you've overestimated your position. You've overplayed your hand, as you always do. They always overplay their hand. It's one of the Jew weaknesses. They always think they're more than they are. But this thing with the vaccine, I don't really feel like I don't need to say too much, but if, brothers and sisters, do not let your arm get a shot. I don't care how much pressure there is, no matter how bad it gets. At the point of a gun, you do not take that shot. Do you really want your Yahweh-designed DNA to be changed by a satanically controlled company? Clearly you do not. And I agree, Dan, with what you said earlier, that we will lose friends, family. I've already lost friends. Two of my four children have received the vaccine against my advisement. Still trying to digest that. Two of my children have taken my advice and not gotten it. We'll see how it plays out, but the vaccine is a satanic attack against the most precious thing that we hold, which is our DNA. Our DNA is the most precious thing we have, which is why the enemy's attack against us from the beginning has been against our DNA. And look how they came at Eve. The serpent didn't come up and slit her throat.
Right.
He inserted his you-know-what into her you-know-what. And she bore a mongrel satanic being, and here we are. He could have killed her. That wasn't the plan. The attack was against the DNA, and the vaccine is just a new and improved. It's basically the serpent seducing everyone on the planet. You take the shot. You might as well have been seduced by the serpent, because that's what just happened. There it is.
Yeah, very good.
And
hey, Greg, we have a couple other callers.
Yeah, brother, I'll let you go. Yahweh bless, let's keep in touch, all right? You're one of the few people on the earth I trust. It's a short list.
Okay.
I love you, brother Dan. All right, Yahweh bless. Yep.
All right, now let's see here. We're going to go to the next one in the queue, and that should be Susan. Can you hear me?
Thank you so much, Dan. Oh, my goodness, this is really so important. And I rushed in. Sorry to be late, and I really appreciate you and the last caller. I forget his name.
Greg.
But
Pastor Greg.
Absolutely. Greg. Thank you, Greg. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for your wisdom and your long experience with this. I have a very close friend, very good guy, who was almost forced to take an anthrax vaccine while he was in the service. He was both with the Army and the Navy at different times. Managed to refuse that, boy, did they pressure him. He later went on to become an administrator of a hospital. And when that, I think it was H1N1 or one of the various things came down, and he was supposed to be requiring everybody in every employee of the hospital to be vaccinated, and he simply went and changed everything that they got vaccinated with to saline. And nobody got sick, nobody got harmed, but everybody got a saline shot. When CDC found out about it privately, you know, people were throwing a fit, but they didn't know which hospital or which administrator. This is an attack. It's a self-attack. It's attack by using our U.S. agencies, our political officers, as attackers upon us. And frankly, you know, President Trump also, although apparently the statement that was put out yesterday was not necessarily from Trump. I think it was a fake one from what some people say. I just wanted to say that it looks like from many different people's observation, close observation of the standard blue hospital masks, which are made in China, of course, that they need to be absolutely avoided in addition to the PCR test and the vaccine. Now, Johns Hopkins School of Public Health just admitted yesterday that the PCR tests themselves are effectively vaccinating people themselves. Johns Hopkins University said it. They admitted it. So if you got a test, you got faxed. Further, in other ways. Furthermore, the masks under multiple people's microscopy, it's a lot of people who have put these videos on BitChute now. I haven't done it myself. I haven't observed it. I haven't seen a mask. I haven't touched any of those masks myself. I've not worn a mask the entire crazy CV time. But apparently the masks have tiny threads that appear to be activated by way of some moisture and warmth. Now, it appears that some air is necessary for this activation too. So the people who completely submerged them in water didn't necessarily see the same effects. So a combination of air, moisture, and warmth seems to activate these tiny black threads that then appear to act as if Morgellons fibers, which would eventually work their way through the nasal passages, through the cribriform plate at the back, which is porous and nerve-rich, has the olfactory nerves. And if they work their way through that cribriform plate, they're stuck in the brain. They're in the brain for life. And if perhaps they are Morgellons and they do grow, then if you've been wearing those masks, oh my God, I'm so sorry for you.
Wow. Well, thank you for that information. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's the combination. It's masks, tests, and vax, all of them. All of them are weapons.
Well, the thing I find surprising, Susan, is why would anybody trust these organizations and individuals when they are notorious liars? Are that many people so ill-informed and lacking in even common sense in this country and world? Is that the way it is?
Well, I think also, of course, it's the fact that the other weapon, right, is TV more than anything. I mean, and a combination, TV, radio, newsprint, and social media that are mainstream. The subliminal messaging, and obviously we understand how subliminal messaging can just flash on a screen, and it's in movies too, films, movies, whatever. The idea that any Christian would still have a TV inside their home, to me, is just vomitous. It's just appalling. I mean, I can't even grasp how Christians could have a TV in their home. I mean, I was told by our Lord that when I was 17 years old, of course I was living in my parents' home, but that had to go. It could no longer be in the quote-unquote living room because it was stopping everyone from living. And so my father thankfully listened to me. He put it downstairs in the basement in the recreation room. What I couldn't believe was that the entire family would then just go there to watch everything. People don't understand that is a weapon. It's a psychological weapon, and it's a weapon that you can't detect. And it's so insidious, and that's one reason why it's so very dangerous. And now, of course, radio can do the same thing with audio in very subtle ways that are undetectable to the brain, to the mind. And I see it in print. If I look at a New York Times article and I can see the insidious ways that language is used to subtly influence people who aren't capable of detecting that, it's just mind-blowing to me. And so we have to avoid all of those kinds of media and get our news elsewhere. And I'm really grateful, by the way, that independent people, that Christians have set up Gab, for example. It may be preaching to the choir a lot, but it's very educational. A lot of people bring new information there that and analysis that exists nowhere else. And, of course, Frank's speech is coming up on Monday by way of Mike Lindell. and also a whole new Amazon-like platform to on which to sell things. So I'm just really so grateful to you, Dan, to Greg, and to all these people who have set up alternative platforms.
Yeah, amen. Praise Yahweh for that. Greg has called back in. Cody, if you get a chance, go ahead and call back in, buddy. And we'll see what Greg has wanted. Okay, Greg, you're back on, buddy.
Yeah, Dan, I just wanted to give an additional comment to the caller, Susan. Her comments were excellent. And I have also studied exactly along the lines of what she was discussing, which is the mask and the PCR test. And, you know, as bad as the vaccination is, and that's the ultimate insult, injury, attack, she is exactly correct in saying that the disposable blue mask, which of course are made in China, as she mentioned, and the test where they shove the thing up your nose, it has been well documented, and I've actually studied the mask. There's numerous videos out there. You can find them on YouTube and other alternative sites where under about 1,000 to 1,200 power microscopes, the masks become alive with these weird, bizarre, almost alive microscopic fibers that will move and react to heat and breath. And it's clear that there's an agenda with not just the injection, but with the mask and the test. So the bottom line is this. Not only do you not want to ever be injected with the COVID-19 vaccine, but you don't ever want to have that thing shoved up your nose where they shove it up close to the blood-brain barrier and rub it around, where they could just do a swab inside your mouth like they do 99% of the times. But for some reason, they want to shove that thing way up the nose to the blood-brain barrier. And it's covered, and there's photographs, high magnification photographs, showing that these test swabs are covered with little nanoparticles. And it's suspicious beyond explanation. It's basically right now, unless you fall and break a leg, avoid the medical system at all costs. If you fall and break a leg, go see a Sawbones and say, get all that other shit away from me, set my leg, and I'm out of here. Otherwise, I'm going to go home and set up myself. Do not let them test you. Do not let them put a disposable mask on you. The attack is so multifaceted. It's hard to wrap your head around it. You know, you think, oh, they're just going to test me. I'm not going to get the vaccine. But Susan was right. If they shove the thing up your nose, you've basically just been vaccinated. If you wear these blue disposable Chinese-made masks, you've probably received whatever it is they want to put into our bodies. And this is a time to walk very, very carefully. Every step we take, more or less, is to be exactly measured right now. Brother, that's what our people have never understood, that we are under a massive attack and have been for almost 100 years. I mean, maybe 2,000 years, maybe going back further than that. You know, I mean, I don't know, sometime we should do some shows on how long has this war been going on? I would argue a few thousand years. I would argue intensely 100 years. I would argue what's going on right now is just a continuation of the war. It's nothing new.
No, it's just
their strategy has shifted and become very, very sophisticated, wrapped around the strategy of a false pandemic, which I must admit is a genius move because it disguises what's really going on.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Who can fight a virus? Who can, you know, you're fighting something you can't see. You trust the powers that be, the virus, the COVID, the this, the that, wear a mask, need the vaccine. It's all a lie. It's all the Matrix. It's nonsense.
Who
if they did away with all of it tonight, it would just go away in 2 days, and it would not even be there.
Right. Who can
people win? Would get the flu. People would get the flu again. Most would live. Some would die. And yet, here we are. They've turned the world upside down with an invisible bug. But they want you to get a shot. If not a shot, wear a virus-filled mask. If nothing else, get a virus-filled thing shoved up your nose. And Susan nailed it.
Right.
Susan was all over it.
And our listener, Angel, you're still on the line, yes. Angel also.
All right, but that's all I wanted to say. Susan was so on top of it. I just felt like saying.
Hold on. Greg, finish up with your.
May I just say one thing?
I'm still here, brother. I'm listening to Susan.
All right, Susan, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. And by the way, I just want to point out that behind the nasal sinuses, there is no blood-brain barrier. That's the one place where it's not protective, and that's why once you get those fibers going through that porous cribriform plate, they're going directly into the brain. There is no
blood-brain barrier. Yep, you're right. They go straight in. Yep. I mean, to test, you know, 99% of all tests for anything, they do a swab of your mouth. All of a sudden now they want to shove a thing way up in there. Where did this come from? This is the first time. I've been in the medical industry for 2 decades. That never existed. Now they want to shove this thing right up and basically blow it right into your brain. Why?
Yeah, I know.
I don't trust it, Brother Dan. I'm a conspiracy theorist, man. I'm telling you. I think there's a conspiracy going on here.
Right.
In fact, I'm 1,000% sure of it.
We got another caller, Cody in New York. Cody, welcome.
All right.
Hello, Pastor Dan, Greg. How you guys doing?
Good.
Praise Yahweh, brother.
Susan's online, too.
Thank you.
Oh, yep. Susan, sorry. How you doing?
Thank you.
I just like to, you know, chime in on the vaccine thing. From what I've been seeing in my circle, I've seen people get sick. I've seen people rushed out in ambulances from getting this thing. And there's more than... There's different tests. I know there's one test you got to take 2 shots, and now they got one out there now that you only have to take, you know, one jab. But you know, I've been hearing people are dying from blood clots from that one, and yet people are still lining up to get it. And the majority of their reasoning is, well, I want to be able to go to sports games and this and that, and you know, do this and that. It's like, really, are you that stupid? You're gonna stick that crap in your body just so you can go to a damn football game?
Yeah, they are. They're that materialistic and of this world, and they don't know anything at all about the other side. They don't recognize the existence of our Father. They don't believe in a hereafter, and so they, like the Jew, has nowhere to go, and so they want all of the goodies that they can get while they're here on Earth.
Yep, they could give a crap less what's in this vaccine. And even if I tell them what's in there, they don't give a crap. Oh, I want to be able to go to this and do that, and it just blows my mind.
I know. I got close relatives that have succumbed to the pressure at work, in the healthcare, especially industry. They were pressured into getting it with a threat that they would be fired if they didn't.
In my line of work, they haven't really been pressuring us yet. It is being offered, and quite a few people are taking it. I'm doing the best I can to kind of dissuade them to do it, but yeah, I guess the first time they mandate it, I'm out of there. That's it.
Right, right. I have children and relatives in several major industries, including healthcare, have contacted me to say that they're already making plans on how to start another career or become self-employed, knowing that someday they may be pressured. So better to be prepared ahead of time that you know you're going to say no and have some kind of a parachute pact as far as another way to survive without these jobs for these corporations and these different entities that can't seem to kiss enough Jewish ass.
Brother Dan, am I still on?
Yes, you are.
Let me make a quick comment to Cody. Hey, Cody. Hey, I've been keeping up on all these vaccine-mandated job things, and most of them so far have allowed an out via a religious exemption. So before you quit your job, explore that. And I've written many religious exemptions for vaccine exemptions. Basically, just write up a hardcore letter filled with like almost Islamic Jihad level Christianity, pro-life, aborted material, it's against my religion, blah, 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 I will sue, da, 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 and threaten them a little bit, and 99% of the corporations will just cave, at least so far, and go, okay, we'll let this one go, you can keep your job. So, you know, before you blow your job off, most of them are letting you get away with it with the religious exemption. They'll probably do away with it eventually, but for now it's out there. So just throwing that out to you. Don't quit your job without it.
Go ahead, Susan.
Be very careful. You need to actually have that letter vetted before you send it in, because you could inadvertently do something as simple and as seemingly innocent as saying that this is a concern of yours. The moment you use a word like that or various other words, you have just gotten that letter thrown in the trash, and it won't count for anything for reasons I won't take time to explain. So get that letter well vetted by someone that you trust who has some legal background, and make sure before you turn that letter in that it's going to work, because this is your life.
Well, I'm in corrections. So, basically, most people are in that department or take it, but not everyone is. So, I honestly feel that they're kind of their play as well. If we mandate this, you know, how many people are gonna basically just say screw you and walk, and then who's gonna watch the critters?
Well, the thing is, it can't legally, lawfully be mandated, actually, for a variety of reasons. One is that these are not really vaccines. The definition of vaccines sort of had to be changed, right, altered, but that's not official. Plus, these are experimental injections, and under experimental injections cannot be federally mandated or otherwise state mandated and so on. So that's why there are legal outs. There are many legal outs, actually, from this. So you need to explore, under Americans with Disabilities Act, using HIPAA, I mean, all kinds of things that can be brought to bear to get out of. So do not give in. Even if the word mandates, and even if somebody says this is mandated, it's not. They're faking.
You're right, Susan. Yep.
Yeah, good information.
Are you guys aware?
Religion can be used as a weapon. You know, it's crazy. Religion can be used as a weapon in our favor, you know, when this mandate thing comes in. I've kept some of my grandchildren from getting kicked out of schools, although they actually overturned all of it for a while. You know, a good religious exemption letter goes a long way. You have to do it right, though. Susan's correct. You have to do it right.
My kids, they're not vaccinated at all. But my youngest got kicked out because he did away with the religious exemption thing. Scumbag Cuomo did a couple of years ago.
Well, I'm in New York, so yeah, that same. My grandkid got kicked out of school with the religious exemption. The Cuomo. That scumbag, yeah, and that's treating him well.
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
I need to say nothing else. If you're in New York, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a website that you guys are aware of that have any kind of templates or information on properly filling out these forms?
There's not, but if you just, you know, do a good Google search, religious templates, blah, 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 Brother Dan, if you want to refer anybody to me, I've gone through it. I can help. But if you do a little internet search, the templates are out there. Absolutely, they're out there.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, I actually, for religious declination, I agree. You might want to go further than that, for example, for medical exemptions and so on. And also just to make sure that the legal language is correct, because I found that a lot of things that people post up there, they slip, and they use words that are actually going to get their letters dismissed. So, you know, and I'm also available. So if people, for example, maybe get something, use a template that you find, write something up, and then send it to Greg and myself just to, you know, give one last look at it before you send it in, that might be a good idea.
Yeah, why don't we do this? Rather than trying to give out a bunch of contact information, I have a contact page at PastorDan.net. If anybody wants Susan and Greg to give them advice, send me an email. I will forward it to both of them with the idea that in the council of many, there is victory. So these two individuals are well known to me. They have the right hearts. They have the right motives. And so anybody out there in the listening world, just send me a quick email, say you'd like Greg and Susan to take a look, or that you would like them to contact you and send your contact information to them. Just send me a quick email and I'll forward it to them.
I'd be glad to do that, Dan.
Good. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Susan.
Welcome.
It's, to me, also, you guys should check it as well. I have not seen what she's put up lately, but Peggy Hall at thehealthyamerican.org has a lot of information there. So if you guys could check and see what she's got, that way if you guys think it, she's on the ball with that, then we could also refer people to not only yourselves, but to some of the material that Peggy Hall has up on her website.
I adore her. She's wonderful.
Yeah, she seems to have pretty damn good information.
It's still a good...
Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just good, as you say, in the Council of Many is kind of the best of all worlds.
Right. So between Peggy Hall, Greg, and Susan, that's three great counselors right there. So folks, again, either reach out to them individually or send me a note and I'll be glad to pass it on. I have all three people's contact information. Glad to do that. Angel, our nurse here, is telling me that touching you without your permission is considered an assault, and also whatever happened to informed consent. But these are all things that you guys are talking about as far as what to incorporate in any kind of a vetting of a letter that you might file in on your behalf. The main thing for me is that no matter whether they recognize a letter or not, they're not putting that shit in my body. I mean, I'm being as plain as I know how to be. I've told friends and family that. I said, I don't care what they pass as a law. I don't care about legalese. I don't care about much of anything except I am an Adamic man created in the image of the Most High, and I don't consent, and I'm not going to let you put that shit in my body. I don't give a damn what the situation is. So,
amen, brother.
Recognize it or not.
Our DNA is the most precious thing that we possess. That's it. Nothing can alter our DNA. It's like I could have $1 billion or my DNA. My DNA is 1,000,000,000 times more important to me than any wealth. No one touches my DNA.
Amen to that.
My DNA is what I was created, and that will be the book of life. Is to me a record of the DNA. All the genealogies were showing the purity of the DNA passed down from one generation to the next, to the next, to the next. That's why one of the enemy's main strategies against us from eternity past to the moment is race mixing.
Yeah, amen.
Spoil the DNA, you destroy the seed line. It's so simple. It's a strategy. They've never changed it. Destroy the DNA in the garden. Is any race mixing going on today? I don't know. I haven't looked around lately. Are they promoting race mixing, Brother Dan?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I look around all the time. It's nonstop.
It's nonstop.
It's the greatest attack that's ever been.
I know.
It's greater than a vaccine. Mix our DNA of a white woman with a black man, and, well, there's a seed line that's never going to be a problem again for the Jews.
Right.
You know?
Hey, Greg.
We just blew that one out of the water. Let's go do another one, you know?
Yeah. Susan had more she wanted to say. Go ahead,
you
Susan.
Sorry, Susan. I'm hoping
to...
I haven't offended you by that.
You're great. No, nothing at all. No, I'm totally...
All right. I'm glad to hear it. I didn't
think
I did,
so
to be honest.
But thank you for speaking up and not being worried or, you know, having the courage to say your mind regardless.
To be honest, very few women in the world today can take such a statement as I just made without freaking out. That's why I make it once in a while, just to test where someone is. Not that I wasn't testing you, but I am a racial purist. I'm an old school guy. I'm 65 years old, and I see a white woman walking with anyone other than a white man. I got to admit, I go a little crazy. I don't like it. Because I see there's a victory for the satanic seed line right there, and I'm looking at it, and that rattles me.
Right, and you understand biochemistry, you know, from your professional position, too, so you know. I just want to say this. I really would like to hear from Angel if she's still around. I mean, I wanted to, she's a nurse and would have a valuable opinion here.
I'd love to hear a nurse. Brother Dan, I'll shut up. Bring a nurse on. Let's hear it.
Well, Angel, if you're...
Feel free to mute me anytime, by the way, just saying.
Well, I like people to self-mute so that way they can jump in when they want, if that's possible. So, but Angel, if you're of the mind to want to chirp in here, or I can send Susan's contact information to you. So we'll leave it up to her if she calls in or not.
Okay. May I say one more thing then, if she's not immediately here? You know, people are very, very familiar, you know, in our declaration, in our Constitution's amendments of, you know, our rights, of the First, Second, and Fourth Amendments, and even Fifth. You know, they're super, super conscious of these, even of the Sixth and Seventh. People know about these. And they forget about the Third Amendment. And I think it's essential right now to talk about it, because it's about that we cannot be forced to allow the quartering of soldiers in our homes. Okay, and of course this came from, you know, when the Brits were, redcoats would be forced, that would force people to allow them to live in their homes. This is super important, because right now, I'll bet that there are people on this call who are quartering Chinese military intelligence inside their homes, and Israeli military intelligence, Russian military intelligence, and U.S. And if you have anything wireless, whether it's Wi-Fi or cell phone or any kind of smart tech in your home, or a security system in your home that's electronic, you've invited the quartering of military intel to your home. And not only that, all of that is based in pulse-modulated microwave radiation, which is extremely xenobiotic, meaning foreign to the living system, foreign to your system. It is DNA-altering, and it's complete track and trace. It's complete warrantless surveillance of you 24/7. It's harming you. It's causing dysfunction in neuro, cardio, immune, and endocrine systems without limit. Okay, there's more than that. It's the skin as well, and it's changing your DNA. It's devolving your DNA so that if you actually are able to reproduce, you're much more likely to have a failure of that progeny.
Right.
So this is a really tough one for everybody. I know, you know, telling people about the blue masks and don't mask, whatever you do, don't mask. You know, I didn't, but it's been really tough not to, but at times, right? And I traveled through 11 states and went into 700 some different businesses over the course of 3 or 4 months completely maskless. So it is doable, right? You're going to get harassed, whatever, that's fine. But when it comes to the use of wireless, you've really got to change that. I beg you all, Christian brothers and sisters, you've got to really get on the ball about that, because it's very actively harming you.
Right. Susan, are you being attacked by a small wild animal right now?
No,
I'm kidding. I heard a little yipper in the background there.
No.
Not from here.
Okay. Hey, guys. We got Angel on the line, so let's let Angel introduce herself.
Great.
Angel, welcome to the program.
Well, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, like Dan said, my name is Angel, and I'm just sitting here listening, and I heard Susan, and I totally agreed with everything she had to say. And is it Gary or Greg?
Greg.
Hey, what you said is awesome. No insults here, man.
Thank you.
Okay, what is it? What is it you needed to know specifically?
Well, Susan was wanting to say something, and she just jumped off. But Angel, if you would, give people just a little bit of your bio and background, if you don't mind. Not too much personal information, but just your professional experience.
Oh, professionally. Mainly, I was an RN in the ICU and other telemetry units, and I started a cardiac rehab in a Punta Gorda hospital. And I worked for about 40 years as being an RN. I've been through almost all the fields of it that there are, and I've seen management, and I've seen regular staffing in hospitals, and I know exactly how the bottom line is made. So I could tell you horror stories on that, but I won't do that. But anyway, now I'm retired, very happily single and comfortable, living out in the boondocks and getting a lot of enjoyment about, you know, with listening to Dan when he comes on. Thank you.
Very good. Did Cody or Greg, did you guys have anything you wanted to ask Angel?
I don't really specifically know. Maybe Greg does.
Okay. Well, like I said, Susan mentioned it, and then we lost her. So I don't know if she's let me check and see if she's even in the queue anymore. She may have lost
it. This is the first time I've ever come on. How do I get out of here once I get on?
I just mute you when you're done.
Dan will push the button and you go away.
Oh, Dan will push it. Okay. Dan, well, go ahead and push my button.
No. I'm going to leave you in case Susan calls back in, because she had something she wanted to go over with you. So if you don't mind, just stay put. And
you are the wise man. I will obey.
I like that. Yeah, just listen to me. I'm the commander here. So
okay.
You guys, if people have enough sense to just listen to the wisdom of the people that call into this program, because I know people don't know you guys personally like I do, but I know your hearts, and that's what is the most important thing to me. People with integrity and pure hearts, or as the Welshmen say, colon lan, it's vitally important right now, because there are so many deceivers and liars out there, and that's on both sides of the aisle. So when personal contacts that I've had years of experience with and trust with my own life and my own health, and I want to share it with people, I want that information to get out here. Now, recently, as I mentioned, the Tipping Point Radio gave an honorable mention to me in this show. Jobst in the Dominican Republic just gave me a attaboy. For a post that I put out there, so he reaches a worldwide audience. So everybody associated with this program is part of that. And all of the other contacts that I have that continually stay in touch with me, and we're sharing this information, and I'm glad to report that there are many people who contacted me that said that they have rethought the issues and they are going our way in spite of what these liars and deceivers are doing, because they can recognize, as the scripture says, the spirit testifies to the truth, and they realize that what we're telling them is coming from the heart, that we care about people, and we don't want to see people get hurt. Would you agree with that, Angel?
Absolutely.
Yeah, very good. Guys, what do you think?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I try and tell people, you know, not to take these vaccines and stuff. I'm not doing it just to, you know, to do
right.
it or cause any animosity. I'm doing it because, like, I'm trying to tell you, it's, you don't take the damn thing. It's full of crap and poison, and, you know, it's, don't do it, you know. to do it
right.
For your health.
You know, it breaks your heart, too, because I know I've told my children that, too. I've three grown. And I know that my daughter got both of the vaccines, the first and the second.
Yeah, my dad got it against my me telling him, advising him not to take it. He did it anyway. But I guess that's everybody. They guess they got people in their family that have done it.
Two of my four children took it. One in the military, one a medical person. It was forced upon them, but they took it, and I don't know. They may be lost to me. We'll see how it plays out.
I did hear.
I don't like it. I don't like how it looks at this point.
I did hear recently.
From day to day, what happens with our kids? Because we can't forget too that they've been through the public school system in this country, which
yes.
teaches them that their parents don't count.
Their minds were destroyed by the system, and
exactly.
I did hear recently that something like 40% of the military are not taking the vaccine. I don't know how true that is, but I did recently hear that.
Yeah, that's accurate. My son is a military person, and I warned him to not take it, and he told me they pressured him to take it. They said they didn't force it, but they pressured it and made life uncomfortable if you did not succumb to taking it. So he took both doses. He took the Pfizer vaccine, the DNA altering vaccine. I fear for what has happened.
That's unfortunate.
It is, absolutely.
Well, it's
we just have to believe that they are in Yahweh's hands and His will be done in their lives as well as ours.
That's how I trusted it, and I prayed, and they did what they did, and I, you know, they don't see what I see. I wish they did. If they saw what I saw, they would leave the military. They would leave, but, you know, I've been alive 65 years, and Yahweh has shown me a lot, and I've learned it all the hard way, but I realize somebody 30 or 40 doesn't see what somebody 60 or 70 sees most of the time, and you know, we all make our decisions.
I can't really say that about my daughter, because my daughter is a nurse practitioner, and she's 57 years old.
So what does she see at 57? That's an age where you should see quite a bit.
She sees nothing. I've told her all about the world, what it looks like, what the Bible says. I've told her about identity, and she just looks at me with these glazed eyes like a deer in a headlight.
It reminds me of my ex-wife, who's 69, and, you know, she was married to me for 30 years, and we had four children, and I found Christian identity 25 years ago, and I was so filled with excitement over it that it all kind of spilled out at once, and she looked at me, and she said, "You're following the devil." It's actually more complicated than that, but I realize now, unless someone's eyes are opened, it doesn't matter their age. You can see a lot when you're young, or you can see nothing when you're old. Without enlightenment from our Father Yahweh, you really don't see anything.
Well, I'll tell you the secret I'll let go on here. Up until about 5 years ago, I was a firm dispensationalist. And then I met Dan. And 3 years ago, I became identity. And now
you
I
met
am
him in
identity
person?
With my whole
you
heart.
Met Dan in person?
No, I have never seen him in person.
I've never met with Brother Dan. He has an open invitation for me to come down south and hang out with him. And one of these days, I'm going to call him. I'll give him at least 3 days' notice. Or a week if he wants it. Yeah, I have an open invitation, and brother, one of these days, just count on me cashing that in, all right? It's a chip I'm cashing in.
Hey, I'd love to hear about it when you do.
I'd like to do a couple of two or three shows with him when I'm down there. He lives in South Florida. I live in New York. Believe me, once in a while you live in New York, you want to go to Florida, all right?
Well, I'll tell you, I lived 35 of my first years in Massachusetts. And
by the way, anybody listening, don't ever plan to move to New York, all right? I'm just throwing that out there. Don't take the vaccine and don't plan to move to New York. That's my best advice for the evening.
Why would you say that, Greg? I don't understand why.
Is this the other brother that lives in New York?
Yeah.
I'm in Rochester. Where are you?
You know where Attica is?
Say again?
Attica.
Okay, I know where Attica is. So we live in New York. We live in New York. I don't need to say anything more than that. It sucks to live in New York.
Like to second that emotion about meeting Pastor Dan, because I've listened to him for a great long time now, and it would be nice to meet you one of these days.
I will say this. Brother Dan is the only person I've ever loved that I've never met.
I can say that, too.
I've talked to him many times. We fellowship many times. I've never met him face-to-face. I'm going to. In fact, all of a sudden, I just realized that's going to happen in the next year. But I love that brother. I have tasted of his spirit, and he's a true brother in Yahweh, and that's all I need to say.
If I had my list of all the people that in the world that I could have dinner with, I would pick Dan.
Wow. Yeah. You guys are making me blush.
Well, I'm not sure you'd rate it that high with me. All I'm saying is, for a guy I've never met, I'm incredibly close to him. Because we've fellowshipped and talked many times, and, you know, his sincerity to me is perfect. I need to say no more.
We've had a couple of emails, and I pretty well know him by the kind of a heart that he has, which is
exactly
endearing.
Yep.
Now, Brother Ralph up in Canada concurs with you guys, so thank you, Ralph. And the vote of confidence from you guys means more than $1 million to me, I'm telling you that. Ralph also would like to know, Pastor Greg, would you mind doing a two-part series with me on the Book of Jubilee and the Book of Jasher?
I've worked through both of those books, and they're both magnificent, prophetical, biblical books. And, yeah, Brother Dan, I'd be open to talk about that. Absolutely.
Well, you tell me when you're ready and you want to do it. We'll schedule the show. Pick which book you want to go over first. We'll make one part for Jubilee, the other part for Jasher. So I'll leave it in the action to you. You contact me when you feel ready to do it, and we'll do it.
That sounds good to me. I'd like to do that. Those books, those are these weird books that were left out of the quote-unquote Bible, which I don't even like the term, to be honest. Because there are many books left out of that 66 book that obviously are scriptural. But we'll get into that later. But, yeah, I'm interested to do that.
All right. We'll make it happen. Hey, guys, I'm going to tell you, I need to jump off for reasons I can't disclose at the moment. So we'll cut this one just a little bit short. And then Sunday we're going to pick up again as usual. I should be back home by then. And so I'm going to go ahead and ask you guys for final comments. If you don't mind, we'll start with Angel. Any final comments, Angel?
No, just thank you for everything you've done in my life, Dan. I praise Yahweh that you are there for the message for other people who can hear. And thank you, the guys there, and Susan, too, for her thoughts tonight. Everything was excellent. Thank you so much. And Yahweh bless you all.
Yeah. Yahweh bless, Angel. Take good care.
Amen.
Cody, how about you, buddy?
I'm not much of a talker, so I
guess I'd say
just stay strong, and I'd just like to thank you, Pastor Dan. You've over the years taught me more than you know. So
okay.
I'll leave it at that. And good, nice talking to you as well, Pastor Greg. Hopefully, maybe we can meet up one of these days. You know.
I hope it happens, brother.
No. All right. Okay, then. That's all I got.
Yep, yeah, always was. Thanks. And as far as what Cody was talking about, if I have anything to say about it, we're going to have a place where we can gather in the near future. So I'm working diligently for that almost on a daily basis. Any final comments, Pastor Greg?
Brother, just a couple. Brothers and sisters, under no circumstances take a vaccination. Under no circumstances take a COVID test up your nose. As incredible sister Susan said, even wearing the blue disposable made-in-China masks, do not do that. They are basically the vaccine that you will breathe in. It's crazy, but I exactly agree with what you said, and I've researched it. No blue masks, no COVID tests, no vaccine. Yahweh is testing us, and those of us who are the elect will survive this moment. It will be hard, and it is going to get worse. You think it's bad now? Brothers and sisters, it's going to get worse. Yahweh will preserve us, and tonight was just a blessing to be involved in, and may Yahweh cover all his elect, his brothers and sisters, and praise Yahweh. And Brother Dan, we'll check in and we'll talk soon, all right?
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on, brother.
Absolutely. Yahweh bless, buddy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, we want to thank our guests, sir. We got Brother Greg up there in New York, Cody's up in New York, Susan in Florida, and Angel is in Texas. So, again, any of these people that you would like to reach out to, if you send me a note via the website, PastorDan.net, I'll be glad to forward it to these folks and you can talk with them. It's time for the family to unite. I hope everybody can see that, okay? These are perilous times, but I'm here to tell you, in the 2 weeks that I've been on the road, I am seeing almost miraculous things happen for the house of Jacob Israel, where we behave ourselves and act appropriately. Virtually miracles, wondrous things, even in the midst of all of this tyranny and insanity, there is a sanctuary amongst our people and our Heavenly Father. Okay? They're inseparable. Our Heavenly Father and His people are inseparable. And people can see that in you. How many times have I told you? You are a living Bible to those around you, because they don't have your discernment. They don't have your spirituality. They don't have the walk that you've had. Therefore, when they see you, they know there's something different about you. Those with discernment know that. And they're going to seek your wisdom and your encouragement and your edification. Okay? It's going to happen. You're part of the elect, ladies and gentlemen. You better get used to it. We're in it. We are deep in it right now. And as Brother Greg said, and Cody said, this is probably going to get worse, but not for the righteous. As Psalm 91 clearly states, you're going to see it affect thousands and tens of thousands all around you, but it will not come unto you. Why? Because you're not part of the terrors, the wicked, those who mock the living God. You're part of his family. We are all part of a family. And I do thank everybody that paid the high compliments. I wish I felt like I deserved them. I don't. I work diligently for the remnant. That's my job. That's what I promised the Father. It's where my heart is. And I work every single day of my life on that job. It's a labor of love. I wouldn't want to do any other job than this one. And it does not make me rich, and it does not make me popular. But it does put me in the middle of the best people I know walking on the face of this earth. And there is no higher calling than that, as far as I'm concerned. So again, I want to thank everybody that called in, all the listeners, those that listen by archive later on. We pray this word gets out there. And again, I want to thank Scott McKay for giving me a shout-out, and for Jobst down there in the Dominican Republic, and for Jan Lamprecht over there in South Africa. And many, many other folks, and Ralph up there in Canada. This is a growing family by leaps and bounds, actually. And I believe the Father's going to open some very big doors for his children in the very near future. So we pray for that. Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this opportunity to use this technology to reach out to our brothers and sisters. If there be any harmful thing in it, we ask for protection from it. We ask that you give us good discernment in those regards. We ask that you would bring the technology into our midst that we can circumvent these things, protect ourselves from them, and eventually we will develop new ways of doing things to where we can take advantage of this technology, but do it in a safe way instead of the way the beast does it, which is harmful to Earth and harmful to each other. We know how to do these things and be safe. Let us come to the forefront. But we, your children, Father Yahweh, we are ready, willing, and able to go forward as your soldiers and your administrators, as you intended. And our men are starting to learn how to be men again. And I said it many years ago that when the men start learning how to be men, the right women will recognize that. And they are going to reach out to be a part of each of those men as a patriarch of his family. That's where we're going, folks. And Father Yahweh, I know you will bless that. But it starts with the men. They have to be the nucleus of that unit. And that's not for everybody. It requires a lot of responsibility and hard work. But for the men that are willing to put forth that effort and to keep their self straight on the path, there is a reward in the sense that they'll become true warriors and true soldiers, true statesmen, true teachers, and true administrators of their families. And there will be great rewards for that. So thank you again, Father, for the blessings of discernment, for the blessings of wisdom that you give your servants. We thank you for each of these members of our audience and those that called in and those that listen later on, that your wisdom and your love would reach down and touch them. For any that are suffering from any kind of health issue, we pray that you would reach down and cure that for them, because we are under a big enough assault as it is. We need to stay healthy. So help us in that regard, Father Yahweh. Forgive us any shortcomings and sins that we may have within us as we try to perfect ourselves, that we could be good examples on this earth for you and for our kinsmen. We ask and pray all this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.